Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, footage of Ric Flair being an absolute walloper has hit the internet.
AEW Sammy Guevara is still suspended.
We've got a backstage update on WWE's King and Queen of the Ring booking.
And a WWE star is confirmed to have a legitimate injury. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
And when I say Ric Flair is being an absolute walloper, yeah, he is being an absolute walloper. It's Scottish for Willy, by the way.
Okay.
The male reproductive organ.
Got it.
Don't want to swear. Right, so yesterday we spoke about this, right? We spoke about the worrying story about him seemingly having a heart attack in the ring in his last match. And we also spoke about the weird story about him getting in a confrontation and wooing in a blind grandmother's face at a restaurant called Paisano's in Gainesville, Florida. Now, the footage is here.
Yes.
The footage is here. We don't have footage of him wooing in the granny's face.
Not that footage, yeah.
It doesn't go that far. But TMZ and an anonymous TikTok user with no previous posts called Business1111, but business is spelt wrong.
Ooh, business.
They got two S's in the wrong place. They've both uploaded the clip. Flair is very upset in it. He's arguing with who appears to be the restaurant manager. He challenges the manager to step outside for a fight. The manager says, "No, I'm on the clock. I'm not going to fight you." Maybe not in those words, but yeah, he says no. A patron, or who appears to be a patron, then goes, "I'll fight you, sure." He says, "You want to go have a talk with me in the parking lot? I'll work you. I don't give a sh-." Flair said something like, "I'm always putting this place over. I spend all this money, blah, 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 blah." At one point, he asks the manager for his name or the staff member for his name. When they reply, "Nicholas," he goes, "Nicholas what? Nicholas Dickhead."
Good comeback.
It's actually quite funny, yeah, to be fair. That part's quite funny. Later on, so he says that, and then later on, and goes, "What do you, I didn't curse, what are you talking about?" It's just a silly sausage. The arguing continues. He says, another staff member gets involved. He's like, "I'm going to tip you $1,000 to spite him," basically.
Jackpot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not a bad day's work, is it? And then when he accuses the manager of telling him to leave, the manager's like, "I haven't told you to leave. You're just cut off."
Yeah.
Which I think means we're not selling you any more alcohol.
No more alcohol, absolutely.
Right? So there you go. It's about the extent of it. There's 3 minutes of it. It's on our website if you want to see it. You can go find it there. But Flair had tweeted about this, obviously, at the weekend. He said he'd never been so disrespected in his life. And he said that he was pissed off with the manager for taking too long in the bathroom.
Yeah, we don't see that footage. We don't see what happened before this.
Yeah, who's filming the toilet? That's what I want to know. Hopefully nobody, because then they should probably just not exist. But yeah, like somebody who was the manager of the sister restaurant of this branch of Paisano's tweeted in response to that saying, yeah, Flair was drunk and disorderly, yes, and he wooed in a blind grandmother's face. He certainly looks drunk and disorderly in this footage.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it was shared everywhere, obviously, last night. Everyone's probably already seen it. But surprise, surprise, Ric Flair's version of events don't really stack up with this video. Like you say, he tried to say on social media that they, you know, I like the way also he describes, "I'll put this place over." I saw someone on Twitter describing it as like a veteran saying how he's trying to bring this young talent up, yeah, and he's not giving him any respect.
He's always doing jobs for these pizza places.
That TikTok account.
Business.
He should have respected the business.
There you go.
Like, yeah, I'm not shocked by this whatsoever. The manager, as anticipated,
yeah,
didn't even actually say, "You need to leave." He just said, I'm not going to serve you any alcohol anymore, or words to that effect. And Ric Flair blew up. I never know why people do that in that scenario. It's not like the manager's going to go, oh, fair enough. Yeah,
here's some tequila.
Let's go. He looks like a bell end here.
He looks like an asshole, and obviously, it's 3 minutes of footage, right? Things can be presented out of context, but I'm not sure that's the case here. It's just remarkable the way people think they can speak to service staff in general.
Yeah, oh, ridiculous.
Like, I think, like...
You can be a legend of the business and simultaneously be an arsehole at the same time, by the way, and you should always be, no matter how famous you are, like...
Just don't treat people you think are beneath you like trash. Yeah. Like, and he clearly thinks these people are beneath him from the way he's talking to them.
He's one sentence away from do you know who I am? You know, I've put this business...
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, who do you think you are? I am. Yeah, I've put this business over 1,000. That doesn't mean they should still serve you alcohol.
Yeah, exactly.
They think you've had too much. For your own benefit, they're saying, maybe calm it down a bit.
Yeah, spending money there doesn't give you a printed license to be a prick to people.
And generally, I think normally you have to have had a few too many drinks to think, you know what's a good idea, Andy? Time to wound a blind grandmother's face.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, not many sober people do that, is what I'm saying.
It's really... shocking, like, but a lot of people do this just in general life, right? They treat service staff like
ridiculous.
Ass. I think everyone should do a couple of months working a service
Absolutely.
Job, right? It will completely change your perspective. But yeah, just don't be an asshole to people, man. Like whether it's like shouting at people, like being abusive, whatever. I used to work with somebody who, whenever he went to a restaurant, would sit there like the guy's trying to take his order. He'd be pliddling away on his phone, going, "Yeah, I'll have a Coke and a calamari or whatever." It used to drive me insane.
Yeah.
Just don't be assholes to service staff, especially if you're Ric Flair.
Yeah, or Phil Chambers, who tipped 2 cents when we were in Philadelphia. I will say it was a complete accident on the... he couldn't work out how to use the machine, and it was the coffee shop. We went back the next day, and he made up for it. But it was very funny. He hit 2. I think he was going to type in, like, 20% or whatever, and it just went, 2 cents, you got it.
And he was trying to type in 20 cents, actually.
Yeah.
Much better.
Hey, he's not making money. Right, let's move on and talk about Sammy Guevara, who's still suspended. This obviously dates back to the match on Rampage with Jeff Hardy and concussion protocol and all that. But a guy called Proteus Chemo on X tweeted Dave Meltzer for a bit of an update on Sammy Guevara. What happened to Sammy Guevara? Is he still with AEW? Certainly he's still not suspended for whatever happened earlier this year. Dave Meltzer simply replied, suspended. Which is, it's funny because Dave often, you know, rambles on, but he's just like, nah, he's still suspended.
It's very succinct.
Former 3-time TNT champion, of course. Comes with a fair bit of baggage, but I think it's fair to say an extraordinarily talented individual. If you could just focus on the in-ring stuff and the concussion protocol was... Not followed correctly, obviously.
I still don't understand this suspension.
Why it's all his fault.
Yeah, I still don't understand why it's his fault. Surely, like, the referee and the doctors are the ones who are, like, keeping track of these things and going, no, stop this.
Call it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if they've done that, I guess there must have been... Like, whatever led to this decision must have unearthed some kind of wrongdoing on Sammy's behalf. I would just like to know, what it is, because, like, we can't really... say it's good or the right thing or not. It just seems really strange to me.
You know what it reminds me of, and this is going to be slightly unique to football fans soccer fans, I should say, for our American audience. You know, in a game of football where a referee books a player and it's not really a yellow card challenge, but they've gone, you've done about 3 or 4 other things and I'm just going to, cumulatively, that's what I feel like this is here.
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know, just seems like a strange one. Like, Sammy's a strange guy. He's done some silly things, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But watching the footage is not abundantly clear. I'm not saying it's wrong, it's just not clear. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't really judge it, really. It's I don't know.
I'm sure he'd love to be back in the ring. I'd love to see him back in the ring, but also... he's a new dad, so I suppose he's probably enjoying fatherhood.
Yeah, to be fair, if I was him, I'd be like, suspend me for 6 months.
Yeah.
So I can go and look after my kids and my wife.
Speaking of which, shout out to Scott Telford, who's back in the office now. He's a new dad as well, one of the dadly boys. Welcome to the club.
He comes in one day, takes a day off. Yeah. What's going on with that? Come on, Scott.
What is this, Michael Hamlet schedule?
Step it up. Michael Apfel would live here if he could. He loves it. He'd be listening to his favourite podcast about monkeys and stuff. He loves monkey podcasts, man. He's just insane.
He's always into monkey business, that's why.
He really is. He really is. He's always in position with those chimpanzees, man. I came in yesterday and he was listening to Orangutans Daily. I didn't know that was a thing.
Hey,
let us know your favourite orangutan in the... The guy from Jungle Book, he rules.
Yeah.
What's his name again? I can't remember. Baloo?
I'm going to get back to it.
No, he's the bear.
Yeah, Baloo's the bear. He's not the king of the swingers. That's all I know.
King Kong. That's the one.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries, or just, you know, little things like your favourite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Right, we got a bit of an update on WWE's booking for King of the Ring. They pulled a bit of an unexpected move this week when it was like 8 matches on Raw.
You can have 20 matches on Raw. Yeah. Like, you doing what now?
Pay-per-view Raw. But then they were like, actually, 6 matches.
Yeah.
They reconfigured it. They pulled a couple of matches off Raw. They're doing them on live events this weekend.
Yeah.
And according to Fightful Select, who like inquired, going, hey, are you going to air these matches? The matches are Zelina Vega versus Shayna Baszler and Rey Mysterio versus Kofi Kingston. Apparently, they will air highlights on Raw and maybe social media, which could be adjusted or changed. There's going to be Fightful, are promising to post like fan cam footage for the weekend. I hate this.
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous that in a tournament they just go, I will say in their defence, out of the matches that they had, I'm kind of glad they chose those matches, because it's people that don't know. You know, your Lyra Valkyrias need to be showcased to people, and obviously you want to see Dragunov versus Ricochet, which was class, and obviously Gunther versus Sheamus. Kofi Rey is, I mean, I can't think of the last time they wrestled each other, but they're two wrestlers we've seen an awful lot. And let's be honest, they're just battling to see who gets fed to Gunther.
Yeah, what they could have done is... Like, I got really excited when I saw 8 matches on Raw. I was like, oh, crap, this is just going to be, like, a really in-ring episode of Raw. I was like, I'm into this. Raw was good this week, don't get me wrong. Not going in on it.
Well, that Michael Cole segment where he's like, what's the deal with that hat, Becky, was weird.
I was just going to say, what if we just cut that? We cut the Chad Gable thing, right? You could have done that next week. It would have been totally fine. The Bronson Reed stuff. What if we cut that? Cut the utterly pointless and, look... Close your ears. Quite bad CM Punk promo. Yeah, and we just had the other two matches.
That choke artist like got no reaction, did it?
None whatsoever. Look, I love CM Punk. I'm a CM Punk guy. But that segment was absolutely rubbish.
Wasn't great.
Going in circles. So, hey, look, we're shooting hard today. I don't usually criticize things this strong. But yeah, this sucked. I wanted 8 matches. I'm greedy. I'm evidently a greedy person. Give it to me.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the King of the Ring so far, though.
It's been good.
Yeah, I feel a bit sorry for someone like Zelina Vega, who got a mention from Becky Lynch, but I sense we're probably not going to see. I would anticipate Shayna Baszler advances in that match, but I suppose we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, looking forward to see what happens with King of the Ring, which we'll circle back to when we get to the Twitter questions, by the way.
Nice one.
Speaking of King of the Ring, or Queen of the Ring, I should say.
Oh.
A bit of an update on an injury there. You may remember on Raw that Dakota Kai took the place of Asuka in that match that Lyra Valkyria eventually won. Bad news if you're a fan of Asuka. She was...
King Louis. That's the orangutan from the Jungle Book.
Thank you.
I've just remembered.
She was pulled from house shows in March after she injured her knee on the March 15th episode of SmackDown. And Fightful Select have been able to confirm Asuka's injury is legitimate. She was at Raw on Monday night. But no word as to how long this injury is going to take her out for, which is a real shame.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a bummer. When they got to it, I was like, I obviously wasn't like, I hope she's actually injured. But I did hope it wasn't like some bait and switch or whatever, where they just swapped it up and put Dakota in. They're lucky in that they have a ready-made replacement in Dakota because she's from the same stable.
Yeah, fair play that she's presumably, by the way this reads, just gutted through Backlash.
Yeah, 100%. Sounds like she was pretty banged up. Hope she recovers soon.
Like the Kabuki Warriors.
Yeah, I really like them. They're very unserious. I believe that's the word of the...
Kairi's great.
She's very silly.
She took that jaded. Oh, unbelievably.
Yeah, it's really good. It's fun. Like, I love the Kabuki Warriors. Mm. I hope Asuka gets well soon. But Damage Control still has three people kicking ass.
Yeah, Dakota Kai was class.
That was good. Really good
that
match.
That stomp to Valkyrie was amazing.
People forget because she hasn't wrestled in like a year that she's good quality. So
give her a title shot.
Give her a belt and she beats everybody. Who's your favourite monkey anyway? We haven't gone over this. It's important.
Bubbles.
Monkey on the car. Me. Who's Bubbles? Who the
Michael Jackson's little.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE on X, of course. That was class.
It's actually... Let's go, let's get on.
Preston Pilot, thank you, Preston, for your question, says, is Solo Sikoa the new Triple H? This feels very DX after Shawn dropped the belt to Austin. Interesting comparison.
That's a truly cursed comparison. Yeah. Because there are people who will tell you that Triple H is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. So is the question coming from that standpoint, right? Or is it coming from the standpoint of the Reign of Terror and actually the other belief that Triple H is one of the most overrated wrestlers of all time? So it's a really cursed, like, probably not the what's the name of the person who asked the question?
Preston.
Preston. Probably not in Preston's intention, but it's just like quietly a really cursed thing. I think they're definitely trying to set him up as a major league heel, for sure. But we'll see if it works.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it wasn't like Shawn came back and there was necessarily a huge power struggle over DX. They fought each other, obviously. But yeah, I sense when Roman comes back and, fingers crossed, aligns as a babyface with the Usos, for example, that's going to be unbelievable civil war. Also, does this make Tama Tonga X-Pac, technically?
Oh, no, don't curse him with that. Don't curse him
There's no
with
curse.
That.
We love X-Pac here at the World Culture Office.
I know, but like in that era, he was a cursed man, reaction-wise, wasn't he?
Just telling people, oh, my God, the MFT. Suck it. the arse formerly known as Jimmy Blade says...
The arse?
The...
All right, Jimmy.
Says, good morning, sis. Morning, Oz. Straight to the point, are we getting Dragunov Gunther in the King of the Ring finals?
It would have to be the semis, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose technically he means the Raw final to lead to. So it's going to be Gunther versus either Kofi or Rey after the weekend, and Ilya versus Jey Uso to get there. Do you think they pulled the trigger on that match already?
I think it might be a little too early.
Yeah.
Not necessarily too early, but I think a semi-final is maybe not a grand enough occasion. For my taste, my liking, I would probably wait off on it.
Yeah.
I would have Dragunov lose his next match.
Yeah, Jey versus Gunther's are good.
Yeah, and like it was good earlier this year.
Of course, I forgot about that.
Not the best singles wrestler in the East. Crowd connection, unbelievable. Like,
yes.
I love Jey Uso, right? But 8 out of 10 of his singles matches are meh.
Yeah,
Gunther is not one of those guys,
no.
Right? That's gonna be good. So, yeah, that's what I would do. I would hold off because you want it to feel as big as possible, not just semi-final.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I can see, you know, Judgment Day maybe trying to get revenge on Jey Uso, and it all goes wrong, or they get him DQ'd. I don't know. But as much as I am desperate to see Dragunov Gunther on the main roster, I think you can save it for something bigger, yeah, than the King of the Ring semis, that even though it is the final of the Raw bracket. But, I was just surprised they pulled the trigger on Gunther Sheamus in the first round, but I was very, very glad that they did.
Very happy they did.
Final question comes from Robert Smith. I assume not that Robert Smith. If the whispering is true and AJ's contract is up at the end of the year, do you see him re-signed, or is TK going to pay him so much that he can't say no?
I think he'll re-sign and retire in WWE.
Yeah.
I don't think AJ Styles is going anywhere. I think he's very happy in WWE. I think he's very happy with the schedule. He will get offers. If his contract is up, he will get offers. Mm-hmm. But I think he'll stay where he is. And,
He strikes me, as someone who just... He prefers the simple life. Like, he's a family man, obviously. He's someone who's been doing this for so many years. And he could still have phenomenal matches. I loved the match with Cody at Backlash, even though I knew he wasn't going to win. I'm sure, AEW will try and tempt anyone whose contract is expiring, or not anyone, but a lot of people in WWE to make the jump. I don't know. I've been, as with everyone, as Andy always says, I want to see people jump all over the place. It's just fun to see them. What are they doing over there? And who are they going to wrestle? But you're asking me what I think's going to happen, I agree. I think AJ's staying where he is and probably finishing up there and maybe even transitioning into a backstage role, because what a wrestling brain.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you think about AJ and where he is in his career, like, he's probably not in the era where he needs to be chasing titles. Obviously, he's just had a title match, but I don't think he was backstage campaigning to become Undisputed Champion.
I should dethrone Cody.
So, you know, like the Earth, that aspect of his career is quite flat now.
I was trying to think how we're going to work this in there.
Well, this is it.
You know, you've got to think about as well what he was doing before when he was in TNA.
And he might end up breaking through the ice wall and, you know, making that level of progress. We'll see what happens. But hey, if you like videos.
Yeah, I bloody do.
Here's one right here.
What are the chances?
Every gimmick match ever.
Good fun, this.
Buffoons. Not actually flat earthers, by the way, so see you later.
Bye.
Don't subscribe to that, it's silly. But subscribe to us! You're right.
Killing me over here.
Killing the game.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.